G'day, welcome to this special weekend podcast of Malloy. Hope you're enjoying the weekend. Thank you so much for subscribing. Make sure you tell a friend and you don't miss out any of Malloy. You can hear us through the Listener app as well, which is out right now. It's Listener, ListNR at the App Store. All right, hey, it's been a big week. It was a big week last week. Man, we had Paul Stanley on the show on Friday. If you missed that, you can catch up with that special podcast. But let's take a look back at what was the week in review. On Malloy.
We started the week with the country's COVID vaccine rollout finally underway.
You know how I want to be vaccinated? I want to be shot in the ass with a tranquilizer dart from a moving car. And you don't tell me, so I'll just be going down the road, get a carton of milk.
Tennis fans booed talk of the rollout at the Australian Open men's final.
With vaccinations rolling out in many countries around the world, it's now a time for optimism and hope for the future.
Hang on, what are they doing?
Well, they're booing science. It's a cure.
That's it. That's
like booing an ambulance. Oh, look, everyone, it's an ambulance. Boo! Look, everyone, it's Bishop Desmond Tutu.
Come on. He doesn't need booing.
Dave O'Neill joined us after delivering an inspirational speech at his local high school.
What were you asked to do?
Just talk for half an hour. It was like their first day back. Okay. And the woman said, make sure at the end you ask for questions because they're very interested in your media career.
I got one question.
This kid just goes, hey, mate, what do you reckon your BMI is?
Brought the house down.
I pretend I couldn't hear him. I said, I don't know, mate, I drive an Audi.
This story in food news caused a little confusion.
A furious McDonald's customer has called the cops after missing the breakfast cutoff. She wanted a McMuffin and she wanted it badly, and then she's 911'd it and the police turned up. Do we have the other McDonald's story?
Well, there was another one about smoothies.
No, I want the one about the McMuffins. A woman went bonkers over...
That's the McDonald's customer that you just read.
Oh, is it? It's the same one.
Keep going.
Tuesday, Leno and Woodley were due to appear on the show. However, Frank Woodley was a late scratching.
I wonder if they've had a fight. I wonder if the show's over. I wonder if they're doing a solo albums.
Yeah, that's right.
They've gone this way before. I hope there's no trouble.
Sort of Simon and Garfunkel sort of style, isn't it?
Do you know what?
What?
I've got a really bad feeling.
And Leno didn't help with this wild speculation.
He's unreliable.
Well,
He's never been.
He's a charlatan. Yeah.
At the last minute.
Can't be bothered. I can't be bothered. Who are we talking to? Mick Malloy? Ah, nah. Yeah.
You're promoting the new show, Leno and Woodley, in Leno and Woodley.
It's a bit of old. It's a bit of new. There may be a couple of jokes that are in the show that there's inscriptions on the pyramids.
Trouble was brewing in the office around TV publicity merch, and producer Whitney was called in to explain.
Normally, Maths send the biggest promo presents.
Did they ever?
And then yesterday I walked in and there was a little block of chocolate wrapped up in a Maths photo, and then there was a heart-shaped box of Raffaello. And James, Dave and myself ate it.
You did not tell me they had anything to do with
Maths. Yes, I did.
No, you
Shut
did not.
Up.
Jay, you're overseeing this whole thing. Are you complicit?
It's a dark day in the history of the show.
Then I find out from Whitney.
They sent Moon Man a six-pack of Maths branded cupcakes.
I got a box of like 7-Eleven style. I've had to blow the dust off it. This was probably originally designated for blankety blanks.
And Andy Lee was also called into question with his new show, The Cube, premiering this week.
So it's huge. You're a huge star. You're a blue chip.
They didn't send you a little gift pack to
promote the show. I didn't get a little gift pack.
Let's call Lauren. She's the publicist from Channel 10.
Lauren, is that you?
Hello.
Are we giving out some kind of promotional gift pack for The Cube?
Yeah.
Oh,
that hurts even more. Did Kyle and Jackie O get one?
Yeah.
Lauren, you're under oath.
You were meant to get one today.
Lauren, just quickly, I've just sent my producer Whitney to reception. Yeah. And Whitney, is there something for me from The Cube and Channel 10?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, my God.
He posed the question, is it cowbell?
I gotta have more cowbell.
The song is...
I'm not convinced it's cowbell.
Chilling in the Name of...
Of course it is cowbell.
Rage Against the Machine. Cowbell.
There it is.
It's not tinny enough.
Open your ears. Have
listen,
a good
listen to it. Tone's not right.
Andy Lee says it's two.
It's two cowbells, one slightly smaller, one slightly bigger. The bigger one comes in second. I played cowbell in my brother's band.
Rumours were circulating that Chappelle Corby was set to join the next Dancing with the Stars.
I'd like to see the list of songs she might take. She did the cha-cha. This would be cha-cha. What about the Paso Doble? What would you do? Paso Doble? Tango? What's the tango? Okay, and now Chappelle with the rumba.
tech expert Trevor Long joined us to explain the government's agreement with Facebook. Mick had plenty of his own tech developments for Trev.
Did you know that you can now get cash out at supermarkets from the checkout chick? You can get cash.
I haven't seen cash in 3 years.
You know what the number one app in Australia is today? The Poo Map app. This has got Zuckerberg's hands all over it. So it tells you where you've taken a poop.
You drop a poop and you get to choose the location. You can even upload a selfie and a description. And all your friends can get an alert.
But this is a good app for me. I could be an influencer. I could be.
Adam Rosenbach's dropped by the studio.
I went to a mate's birthday on Friday night at a pub and he had a cover band on. And they played the Divinyls' I Touch Myself. It was a male lead singer. Now, when a guy is singing that song, it takes on a whole different connotation and I've recorded what it sounded like.
Because when I think about you, oh, touch me so.
Dave Reynolds joined us from Pit Lane at the Bathurst 500.
Just be careful out there. I had a dream last night you went the Tiger Woods way. You've got to be Tiger Woods. You're a young dad now, and just be careful out there.
Yeah, no, he's be fine.
Thanks, mate. I'll be professional. Don't worry, Mickey.
Let me keep your hazard lights on.
Dangerous Dave's attempt at keeping Thursday's show on time ruffled a few feathers.
Your mate Dave there cutting an AC/DC song before it.
Wow. What? I asked him not to do it.
Before the Angus solo. How can you do that?
Ben. Before the Angus solo?
Ben.
Let's have a listen to how it happened.
Oh, yeah, but AC/DC, this is Malloy.
Oh, man, are you ropeable?
Yeah, livid, man. Absolutely livid. After a hard day in the office, and I got to put up with that.
But from that low point to one almighty high when Paul Stanley joined us with the announcement that Kiss are returning to Oz one final time with the rescheduled End of the Road tour.
We couldn't be more proud to do these last shows and finally being able to come to your shores.
I have to take you back, I think, to your first ever tour of Australia, and you played at a place called Waverley Park.
Yes.
I was a young boy at the time, and I asked my mum if I could go and see Kiss. She said, no, you're too young. So I went to my bedroom. I said, I have no mother. Slam. Can you ask my mum if I can go this time?
I will write you a note.
Coming up next week, we've got Shane Jacobson to swing by. Jim Jefferies always brings the heat from LA. Denise Scott, Titus O'Reilly, Nerilee Meadows, Nath Valvo. Just to name a few, that's all next week on Malloy here on Triple M.